I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World.
Claire Camax, Nicolas Catina, Baptiste Chevreau.
The names of the victims being read aloud in Paris this morning, victims of the ISIS attacks in the French capital exactly 2 years ago today. 130 people were killed, but many people who lost loved ones that night are still coming up with creative and positive ways to honor their memories. Adeline Sia has our story.
It's cold and foggy today in the Burgundy town of Tonnerre, but in the heart of the public park, lined with chestnut trees, a new structure stands out. It's a renovated music pavilion, a bandstand. It's called Kiosque Baptiste Chevreau. It's named after a 24-year-old musician who was killed during the attack at the Bataclan Theater in Paris. Chevreau grew up in Tonnerre and played guitar, so his mother, Philomène Petitjean, says there's good reason to make this bandstand serve as memorial for her son.
Quand il était au lycée, il venait souvent sur le pâti et il venait souvent sur le kiosque. Il venait jouer aux cartes, il venait jouer de la musique, il venait.
When he was in high school, she said, he'd often come to the park and the bandstand. He'd play cards, play music, talk with other kids. I'm sure he wasn't doing his homework, but he did everything else with his friends. So choosing to restore this bandstand was a strong symbol for us, because he loved it and he spent a lot of time here. Philomène Petitjean says she wanted her son to get recognition in his hometown, so it made sense to use part of the family's victims' compensation funds to rebuild the park's crumbling bandstand.
Cet argent-là, on voulait pas s'en servir pour autre chose que quelque chose.
We didn't want to use this money for any other purpose than something in the memory of Baptiste, she said, something tangible and useful. The family also fundraised and received many donations. Thanks to old photographs and engravings, they were able to recreate the design of the old bandstand. Today, it's a beautiful pavilion with teal-colored ironworks and tiny dragon gargoyles at the top of slim columns. A lyre on the roof stands as a symbol of music, which was Baptiste Chevreau's passion. A memorial plaque reads, "This bandstand was erected against stupidity, violence and hatred, and carries values Baptiste believed in: sharing, tolerance, love of music, art and artists."
This is where life is springing after death or desperation.
Aurélia Gilbert is with the Victims Association. She's a survivor herself. She says many families have opted to use their compensation funds to create positive memorials like music festivals, for example.
Because it seems so absurd to put a value in front of the life of your close one. So, of course, it is very important because some families need compensation for supporting them, but sometimes the money seems so useless. So they wanted to dedicate that money to any project or initiative that could make the memory of their close one still alive and to bring life where there was death before.
In the park near the bandstand, banners display messages of support and thanks and a black and white photograph of Baptiste Chevreau playing the guitar, smiling. Philomène Petitjean's husband, Patrick, says feedback and solidarity from the community helped them with their grief.
Des gens nous remerciaient, par exemple, pour le projet, parce qu'ils étaient contents d'y participer.
People thanked us for doing this, and that was very touching. Because in participating in this reconstruction project, I think affected people found a way to rebuild themselves, much as we did this to rebuild ourselves, too.
Celle-ci, elle est restée tout le long des travaux.
Philomène Petitjean says since students come to the park to hang out, she hopes the new bandstand will encourage local youth to congregate here and the town's band to perform regularly. For The World, Adeline Cyr, Tonnerre, France.